Recording.
Anytime you're ready.
I'm ready right now. Are you ready, buddy?
We're officially ready.
We are officially ready.
I got my water. We got our new mics hooked up.
Yeah, we got two new microphones.
All I need to do is take a hit of this bowl.
There you go. Hit it up, buddy. I love that sound. It sounds good in here.
Did you not hit it yet?
I did. I already smoked one. I'm good.
None of this shit was even burned when you gave it to me.
Because I just packed another one for you. There you go.
How nice of you.
You're so welcome, buddy.
You could definitely hit it if you want.
No, I'm good for right now. Take a little break. I'm good for right now. Got my Coors Light.
Dude.
And a little smoky garage and some microphones. Two new microphones from where we get these ones. Newer.
They are definitely newer than the old ones that we had.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even fucking see beer when I open the fridge and see a Coors Light. Can't believe you're drinking that right now.
Well, it's just, you know, it's either this or water, and water's not gonna get me drunk.
Neither is that.
Get me buzzed.
Not really much of a difference there.
I know. Well, I'm not the one who fucking bought Coors Light. You did. It's just in the fridge.
For people that drink it, people drink it.
Did the Coors Light come with the fridge? Is that what it was?
Kind of, but not really. My friend gave, actually, like, one of my closest friends from, like, my childhood, his dad was, like, cleaning out his house and was like, do you want this mini fridge? I was like, fuck yeah, it'll be perfect for the podcast studio. And that same dude is the, like, ever since I was a kid growing up, he's always drank Coors Light. That's all he ever drank. And he actually came out to the live taping, and, like, I knew he was coming. I'm like, let me get a case of Coors Light because I was giving beers out to everybody. So that's why I have Coors Light.
You know what's funny about, like, how you say you got that fridge? Like, somebody's dad was cleaning it out, and they get, like, oh, hey, do you want this fridge? Like, how much, do you know how much shit in my apartment is not brand new, and it all just comes from somebody else who didn't want it?
Yeah.
It's funny. I love being a bachelor.
I don't know if it has to do with being a bachelor, but it's just definitely just like fucking surviving, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Just getting like hand-me-downs of whatever you take. Hey, listen, somebody's trash is somebody's treasure.
That's right. Another man's trash is another man's treasure.
Dude, you have some shit of mine.
Yeah, I have that big beanbag chair. That thing was awesome, man. That thing's great.
Dude, I bought that thing for $100 used for my buddy.
Those things are expensive. They're like $1,600.
They're like $1,600. So he's like, just give me $100 for it. And I was like, fuck yeah. Because he didn't really have the space for it anyway. And those things, it's called a love sack. It's not a beanbag chair.
Oh, man.
Love sack is like fucking so expensive.
It's kind of scary because I didn't like, you weren't even the original owner. Is this on person number three now?
Yeah.
This beanbag chair.
You are three. I got it from the original owner, and he had like a case on it the whole time too. Yeah. So he's a pretty clean guy. But anyway, yeah, dude. I mean, when you helped me move, I was like, I so like didn't have a place for that. I was just like fucking no.
I sure as hell did. You gave it to me when you were moving, yeah.
No. You want to know what happened really?
What?
That was the two-person one. I had the three-person one that he gave me the two-person one for free, and then the three-person one, he's like, just take that two for $100. So I got them both for $100.
Wait, which one do I have?
The two-person one.
Why didn't you give me the three-person one? What happened to that one?
I don't remember who I gave that to.
Oh, God damn it.
Because I told you can take that one, and then I don't fucking remember. I honestly do not remember.
What the
no,
fuck?
No, you might have the only one that I had.
Okay.
You might have it.
I'm kind of done talking about
yeah, me too. I don't know why I'm trying to do like a fucking like history lesson on this fucking beanbag chair. But yeah, man, like you just got to do whatever you got to do to survive sometimes, man. I've had people give me couches.
Oh, fuck yeah. I got a couch once. I had to go pick it up in Long Beach for like $100. It was for like from my roommate's boss's like mother's house or something. And it was bright blue.
You will drive for free furniture.
Yeah, fuck yeah, you will.
Like, you'll fucking...
Not only that, like, I had to rent a truck, too.
Yeah.
I will rent a truck.
Rent a truck,
drive
far.
The price of renting a truck was cheaper than a couch.
Yeah, dude, couches are expensive. I'm still paying off my couch. It's actually in my living room. Like, when I actually went out and bought, like, a brand new couch for myself, like,
oh,
a sectional and shit. I'm still paying for that shit. Monthly payments.
For a sectional?
It's, like, three pieces. You got the chaise, the couch, the middle part because I wanted it extra longer, so I got it an extension. I got the coffee table, the two coffee tables. I have the chair, the fucking ottoman.
I know. I've been in your apartment.
Dude, it's a lot. And then before that, I had a really – I don't know if you remember my old apartment. I had a really nice brown leather couch. It's like a small L shape.
I remember that.
I got that plus the kitchen table with the brown leather chairs and the glass. I got all of that for like – $300. A friend of mine was just like, "You want all this shit? $300?" I was like, "Yeah, I've had that since my first apartment. I still have the same table."
I feel like people listening are thinking they're listening to like The Price Is Right or something
right now. Dude, they should do a Price Is Right of like garage sales.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Let's. They had that Pawn Stars show. Do you ever? No, not Pawn Stars. What was it? The people that they rent the they auction off people's storage units. Storage Wars?
Storage Wars, yeah. Storage Wars. That kind of is like that. No, dude, we should just like get a camera and go around to garage sales and guess like how much we think it is.
You know what I've always wanted to do? I've always wanted to like rent a storage unit and just get a bunch of big boxes that have expensive labels on them like everywhere. Or just like maybe build like the shape of like a Lamborghini and just
and have then not
like
make
a,
your payments.
And then just like have a car rag over it. And just not make the payments, and then just show up to the auction, maybe wearing like a fake mustache, so they wouldn't think it was, "Hey, you owe us money," and just see how much money it would go for somebody trying to get like a fucking Lamborghini covered in a fucking.
Bro, it'll go for thousands, and someone will be so pissed.
And just take a picture of it right when they take the thing off, and it's fucking foam. It's like fucking what the fuck? Oh man, people would be so mad. It'd be so.
How much time
mad.
You spent? Carving a perfect Lamborghini shape
for that,
out of
if
a
I could do that and not get in trouble, like I don't want them fucking with my credit, but if I could do that, that'd be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, you get a good laugh. But that being said, let's get this fucking podcast started.
What a weird opening, but
it was weird.
It's like one of those like best friend conversations where you can just talk about like the weirdest shit, you don't care.
No, but I think I thought that you brought up a really good fucking point, bro.
Man, I didn't mean to.
No, man, it's just like we've all been there before. And you know what? I've actually been wanting to talk about this on stage. I think about it sometimes when I'm driving. Like, if you grew up poor and, like, sometimes, like, you see, like, free furniture out on the street and your parents are all – or you know what I mean? You're just driving along. You're a little kid. Your parents are like, "Oh, shit. Like, look at that couch."
Yeah.
And then, like, when you're a teenager or you're in college or, you know what I mean, you start like, get your apartment on your own – it goes with you. Like, you just fucking, like, you start.
Okay, I'll take
oh,
that.
Dude, I need a lamp. Like, that's perfect. You know what I mean?
I know. Here's then, the thing.
Well, hold on. So, okay. Like, I was thinking about saying that, like, if that's how you grew up, now, like, when you're an adult, if you have a job and you make money and, like, you really don't need to take fucking free furniture, right?
Yeah. But
it just always stays with you.
Oh, it's like an instinct.
Like
that's
I have
good. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
a brand
like
new
up
car, and
way,
I'm driving down
yeah.
in a great neighborhood, and I'll just see like some couch on the side of the road, and my instinct goes like I look at it like I just saw a chick with a hot ass. Like I just like I turn my neck and be like, "That couch is for free? It looked pretty good. It looked like it was in pretty good shape still." Like that just stays with me.
You know what's funnier about those is like when you see it. But you still see that there's something wrong with it. You see that one, but you're still like, "I can still use it."
Yeah, no one's going to notice. The cat scratchings are on the back of leg.
I got some drumsticks. I can make another leg for that cool-looking chair.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
You can always tell when it's a good item if they put the sign "free" on it.
Yeah.
Because if it was shit, then obviously it's free.
But
if it's good shape, people always go, "They're not giving that away. No way."
I mean, stuff like wooden. I would never take a couch off the street, but stuff like wood, like wooden tables, because you can see that there are no fucking bugs and shit in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Like ever since, like I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago, we ended up getting maybe it was like 7 or 8 years ago. We ended up getting bed bugs
fuck,
in our
dude.
Apartment.
That's the fucking worst.
From our neighbor, she would bring in a bunch of stray cats.
You could
and
never
that
get
shit,
rid of them.
That shit fucking leaked into our apartment, and we had to throw everything out. And because it's impossible to get rid of those things. We had to move. We had to move to a new apartment. We threw out everything because that
is
shit can.
It's impossible to get rid of bed bugs.
Yeah, it's impossible. So, like, luckily.
The only thing I'm afraid of. Because, you know, I'm a fucking savage when I go on the road. Like, I'll do whatever I have to do to fucking get the gig and save money. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And, like, sometimes they'll put you in, like, shitty condos, the comedy condos or fucking apartments and shit, or hotels or, the like, you know, dirty hotels. I'm always so scared I'm going to get bed bugs.
You know how to check for them, right?
No, I do not.
Okay, so first of all, there will be signs for, and this is good for all you listeners out there, just to check your fucking mattresses for this shit. You'll see like little blood splats on the side of the mattress. That's like their eggs actually hatching. They're like little blood splats.
Oh fuck, dude.
And then what you do is like, you know how like your mattress has like, you know, the corners and like the seams of the mattress? You gotta flip all those up and like look underneath there, because that's where they bed. They live inside there. So you got to fold up those corners of your mattress, where, like, you know, the seams that go all the way around the mattress. Mm-hmm. You got to turn those up, and you got to get the fabric and look underneath that, and then you can see them all just
kicked
up.
So do you think, like, if I'm staying at a like a hotel or a comedy condo that I feel like this doesn't feel like it's the cleanest, should I always
you
be
should
checking
check, you
that
should
shit,
check
bro?
I mean, especially if you're staying at a place where multiple people stay.
Do you do that when you go to a hotel?
Whenever. I don't care if it's the nicest hotel.
Really?
But I never stay in nice hotels. If it's the nicest, because it travels with people, man. They don't give a fuck. They don't care. If it's a bed, it's a bed.
You start doing that on an Airbnb, huh?
Yeah. You start checking for bed bugs. As soon as you walk in there, go right up to the bed. Because as soon as that shit, you know, they can lay dormant for fucking 3 years and then just wake up and just start being a bed bug again. That shit's fucked up. You can't. And they don't just go in bed.
They hibernate?
They go inside your electronics. They can go in like your alarm clocks and shit and your computers. And they can just rest there for fucking 3 years like some crazy ass fucking blood sucking bomb. You know, it's like fucking crazy.
Bedbugs hate that we stream movies.
Let's
now.
Talk about something else.
No,
now
DVD
I'm getting anxious. I'm getting fucking anxious.
Hey, you know what? At first, I was just kind of like, this is a weird intro. But you know what? I'm leaving the intro. I'm proud of the intro. Number one, I learned something about bedbugs because I'm always worried about it.
Yeah.
Number two, the listeners learned something about bedbugs. And number
Absolutely.
Three, I got to try that bit out that I've never said out loud before. It's always been in my head while I'm driving.
Yeah.
And you kind of laughed at that one part.
Which, what, wait, well, you were doing a bit on me? I don't remember. I'm stoned.
I told you, I was talking about when you, it always stays with you, like searching for free furniture.
Oh, yeah, it always stays with you.
And I said that part about your head turns like you saw a chick with
a
hot ass.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah,
how
yeah.
I act when I see free furniture. And you laughed at that, so I think that maybe you actually encouraged me. I might try that joke on stage.
You should fucking try it.
I just got to get to that part faster because the other part was just a little too meaty.
Absolutely.
But,
it's good.
Anyway, it's the fucking homeschool podcast, guys. I'm proud of that intro. It stays in.
Is it? Whenever you say you're proud of that, you know it's kind of fucked up. Like.
It's me and Kevin Lyons.
Hey, guys.
There's no guest today. Fuck it. We're the guests. We're our own guests.
We're testing out the new mics.
Yeah, testing out the new mics, and I got a couple of things on my mind that I want to talk about. And you know who always lends a good ear? Fucking Kevin Lyons.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I'm always
Shut up. I'm just kidding.
No, it's fun. It's fun kicking. We've been friends
you guys,
for a long time.
Why have you not gone to bullymake.com yet and used the promo code HOME to get $10 off your order? If you have a pet, you got a dog or a really big cat.
Maybe none of the listeners have dogs.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, I don't know why you keep going spending all your money. Hundreds of dollars you'll spend at your local pet stores. I'm not going to mention any names, but it rhymes with Petco. Seriously, wherever you go, fucking dog food, pet toys, treats, and the toys, they destroy them in the first few seconds of taking them home. I mean, I'm a dog owner. I've done it. I'm not trying to fucking be like Mr. Spokesman here. I've fucking done it where I'm like, oh, this toy's awesome. $30. Bring it home. Oh, guaranteed. No, your dog's not going to tear it up. Bullshit. He's a fucking pit bull. He tears it up. That's why I go to Bully Make, you guys. Bullymake.com. It's specifically for dogs that normally tear those toys right apart. And it's kind of dope just to get a little box in the mail every month. And it's filled with toys, treats. And my dog has fucking nasty allergies. That's Kevin. He comes over and he's got, like, doesn't he have fucking bumps and shit on his coat?
Yeah, he has hives.
He gets hives, especially when it's hot out. It gets even worse. So you can actually go in there and you can say, like, hey, my dog has this allergies or he has a weak stomach, and they'll specifically send you treats that cater to these needs. So you get like 3 to 4 treats in one box and 2 to 3 toys, and they're all like themed and shit. And so anyway, guys, go to bullymake.com and you're going to use the promo code HOME, HOME, and that'll get you $10 off your order. You can, if you don't want to sign up for the whole subscription, you can just do one box just to try it out, and then you're going to get $10 off. Just use HOME. Also, you guys, Father's Day is just around the corner.
That's right.
We just had Mother's Day. Why haven't you gone to DMC Watch yet and checked out a fucking new watch. And not only that, I'm rocking mine, and I mean, I'm rocking it today. But when I'm out, I wear it like every day. I wear it on stage. I wear it out hanging out at comedy clubs and stuff. I get nonstop compliments. Last Sunday, I got a compliment on it. I was with somebody, and they was like, "Dude, what kind of watch is that? I've never seen anything like it before." It's not that it's so weird or unique looking. It's just that it's just a different brand that no one's ever heard of. It's DMC, DeLorean Motor Company. They made the DeLorean for Back to the Future. Listen, it'd be a great gift for Father's Day. And they actually just launched like a new style of watches. So like they used to only have three, like the one I have, but in, like the different colors. But now there's like a completely different new line, different style. You can have a metal bracelet. I have the leather one. There's like a rubber bracelet. It's everything, guys. Just go check it out. It looks like it costs hundreds of dollars. It's made by DeLorean Motor Company, but it's only like once you get it down to United States currency, it's only like 120 after taxes and shit like that. And it makes a great gift. I get compliments on it all the time. It's classy looking, and there's other ones that are sporty looking. Just check it out. I'm not going to have you go right to the website and use no promo codes or anything like that. You have to use my specific link. So please support the podcast. Look sharp. Change your appearance. Impress people. Get that job interview. Fucking go in there right. Just follow. Click the link that's in the description of this podcast, and it'll take you right into where you want to go. And you can go ahead and buy the watch right there because that's my landing page.
All right.
That's pretty much fucking it, bro.
That was a lot.
Well, hey, man. You got to do it right.
No,
right?
That's right.
If you're going to walk on ice, you might as well dance. You know what I'm saying, bro? I don't think that works. All right, you guys. It's the Homeschool Podcast. What the fuck are you doing? Listening to it. That's what you're doing.
80s music.
Dude, I love this song so much.
It's not because it's good. It's because it's in Karate Kid.
And it's good. You don't think it's good?
I like it for what it is. I can listen to it. I actually listen to the soundtrack all the time. It's just like the style of 80s music is just so different. Like you can tell that they were trying to experiment with like electronic sound and none of it.
My favorite part.
Your hearts beat fast.
Bro, I might play this whole song for the intro. It's fucking Homeschool Podcast, bro.
What's your favorite aspect of 80s music?
I have no idea how to fucking answer that question.
I just like how different it is.
I mean, it's got a complete... I couldn't pick something apart. It's got a completely different sound. That it's when like you hear cheesy. It, you go, that's 80s.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's like... That's why I like about it. Is because it's not great. But when you listen to it, like, you almost feel like you're back in the 80s. I love Huey Lewis in the News.
Huey Lewis, bro.
He's great. Oh, dude, he's not going on tour anymore. He's going deaf.
Really?
Yeah,
did
dude.
Did he cancel all his shows?
Yeah. Sucks.
So he's not even going to do, like, one last show?
I don't know. He's fucking deaf. No power, my love.
That's fucked up, bro.
No. I love Huey.
I would
so
apologize.
Good.
But if you're listening to this, you ain't deaf, you know what I'm saying? Bro, I'm not kidding you. I'm playing this whole song.
Young hearts beat fast.
We gotta let them know who they're dealing with. It's Homeschool Podcast.
Yeah, I think they've already turned it off by now.
No, they have not. They might have fast-forwarded. They might have hit that 15-second arrow on the right.
It is a good song, though. I do like it.
I'll do a fadeaway.
That was the slowest fadeaway you've ever done. And he's back.
Because I love the song.
I wish everybody could see you right now.
Why?
Because, like, you had just gotten out of the shower. You're wearing a hoodie with no t-shirt on underneath, sweatpants and sandals in this nice leather chair and
First
microphone,
all,
and you're bouncing around listening to
I'm jamming right
music.
Now, bro. First of all, they're not sandals. They're fucking slippers.
Slippers. That's what I meant. Slippers.
House shoes. If you will.
It looks like you've had them for, like, 10 years, though.
These
so
are my
matted.
Outside house shoes, if that makes sense.
Those are your outside slippers?
Yeah.
Do you have inside slippers that you put, like, you take off your outside slippers and then immediately go right into your inside slippers?
Yes. Because that's when funny. I walk the dog, I throw these on, and these are allowed to go outside, but they're not allowed to go walk around inside. Makes sense.
Did you find those on the side of the road?
No, they used to be inside slippers, and they eventually demoted. And if, and then eventually I'll throw these out.
That's funny.
Yeah, I think you kind of get the cycle.
All right, I'm ready to start like podcasting. 80s music, they're just on repeat. They just go on forever.
I never will wear fucking sandals, dude. So get it straight.
I've worn sandals before, but never again. But we were just talking. I mean, we're just playing from the Karate Kid soundtrack. So did you finally watch Cobra Kai, right?
Yeah.
And I remember when we were all like me and the guys at Two High McFly, we were all watching it. We all got to watch it together, and we all finished it in one day. And you were behind by like a week. And we all loved it, and you just weren't feeling it, right?
I wasn't feeling it. They give you those first two episodes for free on YouTube. And the first episode made you go like, okay, this has potential.
Okay.
And then the second episode, I was kind of like, like I may not continue this.
Really?
Yeah.
You thought the second episode was that bad? I didn't think it was great. I just thought it was just like, I'll give you that. When I first watched the first two, like I liked the first one and I actually liked the second one. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. It's not as great as I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
And then as I got onto episode 3 and 4, like I was hooked. I got, I immediately recognized what they were trying to do.
Just to,
and I loved it.
Like, tell the audience real quick. I'm not going to give away any spoilers, and this is not going to be an episode about fucking Cobra Kai.
No, or we're just
like
talking
that. I just
want
to talk about it for a second. Cause man, we fucking grew up watching that movie. I grew up watching that movie.
Hell yeah, dude. Karate Kid.
And at first, like the acting was like not great. First of all, the acting
for Cobra Kai,
yeah. And I mean, you were like, bro, they were what you said. You were like, you know, they're fucking the original guys from the real Karate Kid. Like, they get a pass on acting, just let it go. But I'm like, okay, he's right about that. But
and also because they haven't really acted since
Karate
Kid.
They were child
stars,
you know. And but then I was like, really? But no one in the show can act.
I didn't think no one could. I actually liked – I mean they were basically caricatures of 80s stereotypes but through the eyes of like 2018. So they're still
good.
Supposed to be cheesy.
The kids are all pretty good. But anyway, I mean I can overlook acting if the story's getting the plot's good. But to be honest with you, you were kind of on board like by episode 3.
Yeah, I was definitely – I was like – I was getting there. I liked it better than I started.
It was – if you guys are thinking about watching it, listen, fucking subscribe, do it. It's fucking, you know, whatever.
It's worth watching.
The first month is free anyway. But I mean, I don't know, like, the first few episodes, it was just enough to keep me from turning it off.
Okay, yeah.
Like, it just kept me a little bit.
Yeah. It wasn't awful.
It wasn't going anywhere fast. Like, it was like a lot of different things going on at once, and you kind of trying to follow everything at once. And not that it was hard to follow or anything like that. It was just like, okay, they're really trying to build a story here really fast. The episodes seem like they're so fast. And then, I don't know, man. It kind of felt like Seventh Heaven at times. Like, remember the show Seventh Heaven?
Yeah.
Just like trying to make things really dramatic when they're not that dramatic. And then you're almost just like, oh, why are you guys acting so dramatic? It's like almost kind of silly.
But what I like, yeah, it was silly because of how dramatic some of the parts got. But what I loved about it is that as soon as you started going like, oh man, this is getting dramatic, they come in with an awesome, funny scene. And I thought this was actually a really good comedy. With the Johnny Lawrence character, because he played the jerk kid in the first Karate Kid movie, and he'd be like those ones like, oh, when he grows up, he's just gonna be a loser. He's cool now, but he's gonna be a loser when he grows up. And now we actually get to see him growing up being that loser.
I mean, that part is cool.
It was funny stuff.
I mean, he wasn't cracking me up. I didn't think it was like so funny.
Yeah.
I thought it was like really forced and pushed. Like, a lot of the jokes that Johnny says is all like, I told you this. It's just like, there's a lot of like an old guy trying to like, you know, make fun of like social media and like kids today. But like, I hear that from older comics like nonstop. That's like all the jokes that were made I've heard on stage, other comics on stage before.
Yeah. And I can see where you get that. And I understand that because you're exposed to that all the time.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is like general audience members, but even with the, with the comedy that he was doing, that's where I liked it, because I didn't think it was smart comedy. I didn't think that his jokes were like, that's fucking genius. All I saw was this old guy still talking the way that he did in the 1980s, and yeah. That's what was funny to me.
Which they played off, right? Because he still got the little old car.
Oh, man, he was still such a jerk, but he became a lovable jerk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I loved watching him interact with the kids because, like, he ends up being the new Miyagi.
He very much seems like,
and this is his,
he's still
this is
a little
his story
boy inside a little yeah. bit at times.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. That's what I liked about seeing it, because you got to see the other side of that character.
Fun.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. It got so fun, especially towards the end. So it does build up. So how the second half of the series?
Yeah, it kept me from like just giving up on it. I was not ready to give up on it because I knew that there was something there, but yeah. Like I don't know, I wasn't 100% in until like I don't know, maybe episode 6 or 7.
Okay, about halfway, a little bit more halfway.
And then even the acting got better.
Yeah.
Like
I definitely noticed that they found their groove after a while.
And then I kind of got it. I was like, man, because that happened to me when we filmed Swayze. So I was just like, you'll notice that some of the worst acting in the movie is like stuff that we filmed earlier on.
Yeah.
And it's when I say worst acting, I mean me.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not an actor, really. I was like one of the first things I did where I was a lead. And like, and then like if you watch like some of my favorite scenes where I felt like, wow, that felt really real. We were like, it was like we were already kind of in our groove.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's almost like we love The Office, right?
Right.
And you know when you got like, you watch all The Office and like, you know what? I'm all done with The Office. I think I'm going to start over on season one. And you watch season one and you see how it's not up to the same quality as like you
were
feeling.
Quality of the production wasn't as good, but I've always felt like the acting was like,
I mean, it was great. But like you could see all the characters like in their first original.
Dude,
like,
I love
none
the
of them really
seasons.
Found their groove.
So
I mean, they
much
were
better.
they were doing great, but like they found their groove in like season two, like The Office. That's when I thought The Office got great, was on season two.
So with Cobra Kai, I was like 50-50, I'll tell you, up until like this moment when fucking...
Oh, wait, hold on. Guys, if you haven't seen it, I think Augustine is going to give a spoiler right now. So I'm letting you guys know right now.
Just
you're about to
get
a Cobra Kai spoiler.
Hold on. I'm not giving away any secrets or anything like that. I will describe scenes that I saw.
Okay.
So sorry.
Okay.
Okay. So right when fucking Daniel visits Mr. Miyagi's grave.
Yeah.
Which like obviously that's not giving you guys knew Mr. Miyagi was going
to
be dead.
And you know that he was going to go at some point.
Yeah,
to, you know.
So right when he visits his grave, and he, right there I was like 50-50. And then when he visits his grave and he's like talking to him, you know, and he had his little bonsai planted right there by his tree, I just started like fucking feeling it, man. I was like, oh man, it's really cool that he went back and like acknowledged his sensei.
It almost brought you right back into the first movie.
It really did, dude. And then like the music, and then like all of a sudden right there fucking Ralph Macchio's acting kicked back in.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. And then it was just a great shot. And then from that moment on, when Daniel starts doing the kata again, and he puts up the fucking like puts the dojo back up, and it kind of like decorates his little dojo in his house the way that it used to be from part two.
Yeah.
When he puts up that rule.
Yeah, yeah.
First learn rule number one. He hangs those things up again.
You know what I loved about that?
Dude, they're playing that music and stuff from like part two, and I just started to get like goosebumps, bro. From that moment on, I was like, okay, I'm in. And then the next episode, the story fucking gets good. And then from there on, every episode until the last one gets good. And it ends so fucking rad.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for season two.
That graveyard scene, though, that thing was shot beautifully.
It really was.
Like, I'm talking about, like, framing up the shot and, like, the way...
I even said out loud when I was watching it to Jenna, when I was watching it with her, I was like, what is it, fall all of a sudden?
Yeah. It did feel fall.
Because, like, the whole movie, it's not fall.
But
it's, like, summer.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden when he's in the cemetery, there's, like, nothing but orange leaves on the floor.
I mean, hey, if it looks better, why not?
Yeah, they just wanted that awesome
shot. But, like,
shot.
That one wide shot while he when he was bowing to the grave, and it was the silhouette shot with the sun, like, at the magic hour. And it was almost like the old Karate Kid posters, you know? Oh, dude, it was so good.
I don't think we gave anything away that people are going to get mad at us for, like, spoilers.
Yeah, but I did say spoiler.
If anything, I probably just convinced people to go watch it.
Yeah, it was really good. And they did get approved for season two, so I'm fucking that'd be great. And it definitely ended like there was going to be – like they gave us some closure but at the same time set up new things that was necessary.
Yes, yes.
And I thought it was great, man. I'm excited. I can't wait for season two. But I love – like this is – I don't buy TV shows like on Blu-ray often, but when that comes – when that's available on Blu-ray, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm going to buy Black Panther next week.
I got it on digital HD.
I don't want a digital. I want an actual DVD.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Or Blu-ray.
I'm old school, bro.
You're old school, buddy.
All right, man. So let's get into the meat and potatoes of this fucking podcast. What time is it? Okay. Fuck, Jesus.
Fuck, fucking Jesus.
Time flew by tonight.
Yeah, it did. So what's on your mind, buddy?
Well, so first of all, I've been having a lot of fucking writer's block.
Yeah.
The past couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know.
And it's fucking, it's brutal, man. It's really tough.
You know what sucks about it is when you know that you're having it, that's the worst because it's so hard to get your mind off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that you can't write. It's that you don't like anything that you're writing.
Yeah, that's true too.
That's what it is.
And you feel like just fucking yelling at your brain and being like, you're better than that.
Yeah, but buddy,
where is like, that golden shit? Like,
it's good to care that much about it, but you can't like beat yourself for it, man. You have to get yourself back into that mentality of how fun it is to write. Like,
I can't describe how, it. It's not even like I'm beating myself up about it. I'm a little fucking frustrated, dude.
I think it's because you do it all the time, which is great. But like the longer you've been doing it, like any craft, you hone your craft, and sometimes that can build up rules for yourself. You know, even though when you first started, anything's funny. And then it was fun to write, and you're always coming up with cool, fun concepts. But then the more you're doing it, you know what works. I'm like, I have to go down this corridor and with my jokes because I know that works. And instead of just feeling that old mentality that you had,
I was kind of like feeling like a little groove the other day. A couple of days ago, I actually kind of got something, and I was just like, oh, shit.
Like while you were just writing, or were you at a show, or what?
I had written some stuff down, and I knew what I wanted to work with, and then I, like, walked away from it and, like, kind of thought about it a little bit later and then went back to writing. And I kind of got, like, this piece working out, and then I'm like, I haven't really had, like, the time to fucking work it out. And then when I do have the time, it's only, like, an hour, and I just sit there and I try to go, like, okay, and then we put it down, and then I go, like, I think that there might be a better angle and a better order to put it in. So I'm like, I want to write it out in several different ways, and then, like, I'll run out of time. I won't have time for all that shit, and plus there's a bunch of other shit that I need to work on, too. Cause I'm working on this, like, big project right now, man, and it's like,
yeah.
I'm trying to fucking, like, I don't know, there's no time. So anyway, dude, Monday night, I went over to the Comedy Store, and, like, I never go to the Comedy Store open mic. You know, on Monday night for the potluck, I usually go after 8 o'clock for the friends and family. Like, I never sit out there and stand in those lines. You know what I mean? I feel like that I don't want that image of, like, the guy who stand. I mean, I went through all that years ago.
Yeah.
But I was over there, like, super early, and I'm like, let me just sign up for the mic and see if they, because they only pick, like, 15 names.
Yeah.
And, like, 150 people show up and put their name down. So then I'm picking it. So I'm like, let me just put my name on. I'm over here early anyway. And then I just felt so weird sitting in that line. I just was like standing there on Sunset with like all those guys I've never seen before. I'm like, who the fuck are these comics? They're fucking new guys. And then I just was like,
yeah, but think, of when I was think about like we talked about this on our other podcast. I mean, it can be very humbling. Like, are you saying
No, dude, let me finish. No. That's not what I'm getting at. I was getting at a story here. I'm not saying that I had a problem with that or anything like that, but it did feel weird.
Okay.
And then, like, I started to have, like, flashbacks of just waiting in those lines and, like, fucking a bunch of weirdos in line with you. No offense to fucking open micers, but most open micers and most comics are fucking weird.
Yeah.
And, like, you just meet all different kinds of people and people that just showed up in town out of nowhere. And then, like, I was waiting there in line and I was trying to, like, well, I'm going to take this time and fucking do some shit I had to do on my phone. I'm, like, checking my emails, and this kid in front of me kept talking to me and he's like, have you ever done this room before? Like, you know what I mean? Like, open mic chat.
I've done every single one.
And then he's like, oh man, what's it like? Like, you know, stuff like that. And then he, like, shaking my hand. He's like, hey, like, I'm, you know, whatever his name was. I don't remember. And I'm like, I'm being a dick.
I'm picturing like a nerd from The Simpsons. He like,
kind of was. Hello there, Augustino.
I'm being like, I don't know.
I invented a new microphone that makes my jokes funny.
Super nice kid, but I was just having nothing against him. I was just having my own personal flashbacks. Like, oh man, I remember going through this shit. And, like, meeting all the new comics and all these newbies again. And it was just so weird. And I, dude, that's how I met you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that first day. And I'm just, man, I paid my dues already, man. I did this
shit
Wait,
did
already.
You look at me as a weird guy when you first met me at the haha?
No, because I was also one of those guys. Like, we were on the same level.
We were on the same level.
Now I'm fucking 10 years into comedy, standing in the line in front of the comic store with 150 other open micers, and they're all newbies for the most part. But anyway,
okay, yeah, get
sign-ups at 6. And they announce at 7 who they're going to, like, the list that they pick who's going to go up that week for the first hour. Then 8 o'clock, the real potluck starts, right? So I'm sitting there like, perfect. I have an hour to sit here on the patio at the Comedy Store by myself and fucking write. So I sat there, put my headphones in. I started listening to recordings on my phone from the sets.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like writing and I was like really feeling it. I'm like, oh man, this might be the fucking – and that's when that fucking happened. I told you. Fucking car – comes screeching down Sunset Boulevard. Guy's fucking almost takes out like 100 open micers that were standing on the sidewalk. Almost fucking takes them all out. Loses control of the car. And then fucking like last minute turns into the Comedy Store drive, like parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But like.
He thought it was an alleyway,
right? He probably
thought
it was like an alleyway or something. But if you guys ever been in the Comedy Store, you know it ends. It's a wall. It doesn't go through anywhere. So like he just like turned and cut off traffic and like not even like a hint of hitting the brakes, like just flooring the gas right down there and fucking crashed into the fucking wall and like a car that was parked in the parking lot and like fucking like the passenger tried to get out and like run away and like a couple of open micers and like the door guys at the Comedy Store like fucking stopped him from doing like a hit and run. That's the crazy. Cops came and arrested them and I was just like, dude. I'm just trying to sit here and, like, finally get some writing done, you know what I mean? And, like, peace and quiet, my headphones, like, this shit went on. And then I, like, fucking stopped everything. Everybody was like, ooh, what's going on? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
That's fucking nuts, man. Some other that was crazy my Monday. Shit. You remember when there was a shooting there?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I was there. Was it – I think it was that – was it that night? Because my brother and his wife are in town, and we were walking around at Hollywood – and they want to get a beer, and they also said that we want to, you know, spot somebody famous. I'm like, all right, let's just walk down the Comedy Store. And we went down, and we're hanging out in the bar area, and then we went back to, like, right where the belly room entrance is. So we're just hanging out there drinking, and we saw Joe Rogan pull up.
Yeah.
And then I remember, like, we ended the night, like, and we left before any of the shows were over. We were just there for a beer. And then I think it was the next day we found out there was a shooting there that night, like, later after we left.
Fucking crazy,
or
dude.
Or was it the next night? I forget which one, but I remember it was fucked up.
It is.
Yeah, man.
It is fucked up. I mean, that's probably, like, a better part of Hollywood. But, like, no matter what, man, late at night when I'm walking up and down those streets and I park far, even on Melrose.
Yeah.
The Improv, and I gotta walk. I'm always, like, a little creeped out. I did Adam Hunter's room last night.
Yeah.
At the Dime Bar.
How'd it go?
It was fucking awesome.
You did a good – you had a good set?
I did, and I actually worked in, like, 2 or 3 new bits that actually worked really well.
Yeah.
I was really happy with it. But, like, fucking – you ever go down there? Down – Fairfax, that's like a fucking shady part of town, bro.
Yeah, dude, I've been to the shadiest parts of. Dude, I had to film a music video once down in downtown. It was me and Anton, and we were filming Rooftop, and it was with the Saga Strings girls. They play the violins and stuff, and we get to the neighborhood, and dude, it was like fucking Skid Row. It was really bad. I'm talking about like it's just like. Imagine seeing a zombie movie where the whole place is infected with zombies, but it's like homeless people and crack deals going out in this street.
Yeah, I know,
there's
man.
Tents and there's people like, fuck, man. It was just so dirty and fucking scary, and that's where we were filming. But luckily, they had like a parking garage that was like gated. The guy had to come down, open the gate, and let us in.
And then
like we were safe on that part, but like once we got to the rooftop, it was fucking cool. But it's just like there's some shady fucking parts in Los Angeles. I mean, it's Los Angeles, though.
Man, going down. Where the Dime Bar where Adam Hunter's room is at on Fairfax. So it's directly – that room is directly across the street from Cantor's, that famous, you know, diner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They film, like, what's it called? I'm Dying Up Here. Mm-hmm. It's filmed there when they're hanging out in the diner. Because that's like apparently where Jim Carrey used to hang after the show. A lot of comics hang out there. It's directly across the street from there. And then, but like, there's never parking there. Parking sucks. I always park like two or three blocks away and then walk. And there's like a Supreme store there. And like every week they release like a new Supreme. Everybody waits in line, like, you know, like college students and shit, like to buy the latest shit. And they probably resell it on eBay. Plus, there's like a place there that sells like tickets to concerts and shit. Anyway, they line the fuck up and there's like fucking folding chairs all the way down the three blocks. And you like walk through there trying to get to my fucking spot. And there's always people that are like, they're like stopping me, like, yo, bro, I got acid. Like, that fucking happens to you, bro. I just keep walking. I don't acknowledge anybody. They just walk by and be like, yo, what do you want? I got pills. I got everything. Like,
that's fucked up.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
I hate it.
And then I went over to Sycamore Tavern and, Lee Syatt was hosting the show over there. I popped in on him. And then that was like another one. It's like fucking these creepy ass neighborhoods walking around at night. And yeah, just shady, dude. I had to park far. And then I walked by this like homeless guy in like an electronic wheelchair. And like, he's like trying to ask me for help or something. Like, hey man, like, you know, here's a dollar. Can you go in the store and buy me something? I just like, I don't ever fucking like doing that shit, man.
No, I just fucking walk right by.
And then, like, that neighborhood was just so sketchy, dude. There's, like, a gang of fucking dudes that were sitting in the parking lot, too, that were just, I don't know, looked like thugs and shit. And then I always worried that, like, that guy's, like, just fronting. Like, he's not really in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And he's, like, waiting for me to, like, bend over and they're going to jump me, you know?
Especially these days.
Like, he's really got, like, a gun on him, his fucking blanket or whatever. I don't know, dude. I just don't want to fucking talk to anybody. It's a bad neighborhood. I just fucking walk right through.
So what were you getting at?
Oh, nothing. I'm just fucking talking to you, bro. But, so after that, I went to the Ha Ha. So the Ha Ha, first of all, it was Jack Jr.'s birthday.
Yeah.
And I went by and I saw him and he kind of had like a party going on there. And not only that, it's like the North Hollywood Comedy Festival this week.
Oh, yeah.
So yesterday was day one and it's at Ha Ha's like the main part of it. And, the Ha Ha, like the new club, they actually built on the patio a second stage.
Oh, really?
Have you been to the new one?
I haven't been to the new one.
The new one has a giant patio.
Yeah.
To where there's actually like, you probably easily fit 80 people out there.
Oh, wow.
And and they built like a little stage and they used the brick wall, like the fake brick wall from the old Ha Ha.
Yep.
They like it's literally it. Like they cut it out of the old Ha Ha and put it on the patio.
Oh, that's cool though.
And built like a little stage. It's really cool. So now they're doing shows on the patio in the main room, and apparently some other shows in North Hollywood for the festival. But it was pretty cool to go back to the club and just kind of, you know, see some guys. But you know what really fucking bothered me last night, bro?
What's that?
It really pissed me off because some people, I don't know, you may know or not, I have like a history with them. But I went back to there last night and I started bumping into like a bunch of comics that I never really see. I haven't seen in a long time that used to be like closer with, used to be like a part of that clique or whatever. And like a bunch of them, several of them came up to me and be like, yo, dude, where the fuck have you been? You disappeared, bro. Like, do you do comedy anymore?
Oh, really?
And it pissed me the fuck off because I want to be like, bro, where the fuck have you been? Because I'm out doing comedy every single night. Like, once a week, I'm at the Comedy Store at least.
Yeah.
Ice House. Improv. Sometimes Factory. And besides that, all these fucking little bar shows or little rooms I go and I work out material in. I'm out probably minimum four nights a week doing comedy. If not five. Right, mostly it's five nights a week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't see you at any of these clubs. So don't fucking come at me and say, where have I been? Like, I'm here.
Yeah.
And when I'm not here, I'm on the road. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? I do comedy every fucking week. Like, where are you? You're just at this one club that allows you to hang out. And you're not even getting up here.
Yeah.
Like, you're a fucking, like, lobby comic. You just hang in the lobby. And just fucking hang with all the other comics who are getting up. And it's not just one dude. I'm not trying to pick on, like, one dude. It's like couple different guys. Where the fuck did you disappear to, bro? I'm like, bro, I haven't disappeared. I'm fucking out. Like, bro, I did two spots before I came here.
Yeah.
You've been sitting here all night and you're drunk.
Were they saying it in that condescending attitude?
A little bit.
Or were they just like, maybe they just haven't seen you in a while. They're just like, dude, where have you been, man?
A little condescending.
Okay.
You know how people, when you walk in and go like, oh, Mr. Important showed up, like that kind of tone?
Oh, yeah.
Or like, oh, fucking, look, you got a new haircut type of tone. You know what I mean?
You did get a new haircut.
I did. But that's a good example. But you know what I'm saying? Like that, like kind of like that. Just like, dude, or they really were genuinely like shocked to see me because I haven't seen them in forever.
Yeah.
Bro, where the fuck have you been? And I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm a fucking comic. I don't know the fuck you been.
Yeah,
you know, I not only that, that's just the 5 nights a week I go out. Let's forget, and they're different venues every time I go out.
Yeah, yeah.
So not only that, I follow on Instagram and Twitter all comedy store locations, improv locations across the country, Laugh Factory,
and you never see
you on any of their flyers or website, bro. Yeah. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Just pissed me off, dude.
Hey, man, we'll use it.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just use it as, like, motivation. Not even motivation. Just, like, just don't let it bother you. Either that or use it just, like, to fucking just keep going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
People
are always going to hate. I mean, not even that they were hating. They were just, like, people are always going to give you shit, man.
I just don't like people fucking going around, like, fucking running their mouth, like.
Nobody does. But the thing is, but like how pissed off it makes you, like they won. You know what I mean? You can't let it piss you off.
I got this one friend who, like, every time I see him, he goes like, "What happened, bro? Like, you don't fucking hang out with me anymore. You don't fucking call me anymore. You don't fucking like even text me." And like he's been saying that for years, to the point where like the last like 2 years, I've been calling him and texting him every now and then and chatting with him, even on social media and stuff like that. And then I saw him last night. He was like just singing the same tune. The fuck, bro? Fucking hang out. I just want to like, really, bro? Like, you just like picking on me about shit. Like, that it's not even true anymore. I opened up my phone and I typed in like his contact and went like, I went, bro, I called you last month. We texted this many weeks ago. Like, what are you talking about? Like, just whenever you see me, you just want to fucking pick on me. Because at this club, that's what everyone
because
wants to say.
You're always out doing different shows. That's why.
Yeah, they, I just and they're jealous of that much. I do it like, you know, once a fucking month. I just performed there last Saturday. And again, I'm not saying anything bad about the club. I mean, like, they fucking give me spots. It's great. They give me paid spots.
That's awesome.
And it's a great room.
I mean, let's the owners are settle cool. It. We're not talking about the club. We're talking
it's
about
the people I ran into.
These few comics. So.
And that shit just pisses
There's
me
nothing
off.
Against the haha.
Yeah.
This is the, just
yeah, not
the
at all.
Couple of comics.
Like, where the fuck have you been? Bro, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
That shit just pisses me off. Like, and I just don't need that kind of heat on me.
Like, don't let it get you.
It's not getting me. It's not going to stop me
AC,
from doing what I'm
doing.
Yeah. I just don't want people. Like, see, like that's just the rumor that's going around on that side of town.
Yeah.
That's why when I saw the other dude who I actually was keeping in touch with, he was still singing the same tune. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We talked last week.
That's not going to stop you from getting
because
booked,
he's just
so
hanging
fuck
with
it.
The same clique who they all say, like, bro, that guy just disappeared. What? How did I disappear?
You didn't.
Let's see each other's calendars and bookings. Who has more fucking bookings? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. Anyway, but you know
that
what?
That shit's irritating.
That's a them problem. That's not a you problem.
That's exactly right.
That's a them problem.
That's exactly right, man.
So let's talk a little bit about this writer's block that you're talking about. So what is it like when you're writing? What is it that you're feeling like you're lacking or that you're not liking that you're doing? And I'm going to grab another beer real quick.
Yeah. Bro, fucking take as many of those as as you want. I just kind of wish I was writing more clever.
Writing more clever?
Yeah. I kind of wish it was coming a little easier to me. And I know the level that I want to write at. And I've written at it before, and I know that it's time to make that next step.
Yep.
And, like, I'm so willing. I so want it. I'm willing to put in the work. And it's just, like, my brain is just, like, nope.
Yeah, but it's not like you're not writing the least amount. Shit. It's just, like, you're talking about the actual quality, not the amount that you're writing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, then, you know, I mean, I think, and I told you this before, you just got to go do something different, completely different. You know, actually, you know what's cool? I actually did this today, and I started doing it over the weekend, is my buddy Mike, he has a fucking archery bow and stuff, and there's an archery park like not that far from us. He's like, hey man, I just got like a brand new like set of arrows and shit. You want to go shoot some archery? I'm like, well, fuck yeah, I've never done it before. That'd be cool. And we went up there, and there was nobody else up there except for like one other guy. And it's a free range; you can just go up there. You know, you don't have to pay anything. And it was so different. It was so fun, and like just being there and just fucking honing in the arrows and fucking shooting it. It gets your mind. It kind of turns your mind off, and you're just doing this, and it's like fun. And then afterwards, like I felt great, and now it's just coming up with great ideas all the time. Even like ideas that I thought like movie ideas. I'm always going over movie ideas and stuff like that, and I always get stuck kind of like that. I don't like what I'm writing, but I'm still writing the same amount. And then like when I turn my brain off like that, or I just go do something completely different or tried something I've never tried before, just to like kickstart your brain and your creativity, because your brain's going to start thinking differently when you're doing something.
I want to try that. It sounds like fun. We were talking about it. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be archery.
I want to try that anyway. It seems like fun. It seems like it's a good way to blow off steam.
Yeah, that's what I think you need. I think you need to start doing something once a week for you and not for comedy. Like for you, like personally, just to go out, you need to have your breath, like your thing. You need to find a thing that you just do like on downtime just to relieve stress. And I'm not talking about,
you know what, sex I really or masturbation, love,
but that could help.
I really love it when I remember something that happened in my past, whether it was childhood or something just like really, really unique.
Okay.
That like I just stuck with me forever. I really love when I can take that and go like, oh shit, I remember that. That was fucking weird, and I can make like a really funny bit about it. I want to like somehow get into the mood where I just reserve time for myself to think about my past and try to see what I can make into a bit. But like, how am I going to like make sure while I'm in that reserve time that I am thinking of my past? Like, how am I going to help me go back and remember?
Yeah.
What helps you fucking remember your past?
Remember your sometimes? Can I don't look know, through man. Like
old photo albums, maybe?
Well, I don't know. I kind of just go with, you know, your memories will just come back. Just start thinking about a certain time period in your life.
And yes. Just start making it's got to be a specific time period.
You got to look at like, oh, when you were 10. You got to start thinking about things that you remember that you did when you were 10.
It doesn't all have to be super young either.
At any point in your life. And then you'll remember something that you haven't even thought about since it happened to you when you were like 10 years old.
Yeah.
It's like so weird.
I just thought of something today.
And sometimes random memories just pop into my head. I'll be doing something completely different while I'm like sweeping the floor or doing something. And then all of a sudden a random memory is like, I remember when my friend gave me some fucking a comic book when I was like fucking 6. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like, holy shit, I haven't thought about that since it happened.
I remembered something today.
Or playing a random game of hide and seek with the neighborhood kids when I was like fucking 4. You know, like, holy shit.
I love like shit like that, because if you go back when you're young, you often like come up with something that everybody can relate to,
because
they all did it. But if you have like your own unique version of like how you remember it, but anyway, I remembered something today that I was like, I wonder if I can make this into a bit, because it's funny, but I don't know how I would do it yet.
Okay.
And this is not even from that
is this something you want to share on the podcast? Yeah, why the fuck okay not? Okay.
Yeah. I don't care. It's honestly nothing yet. Maybe I'll just tell you really quick. So this is not from that long ago. This is like a different period of my life, not that young. So it was when I first met Jen.
Yeah.
So my current wife. Okay. But when we first met and we first started courting each other and stuff like that, and the first time she took me back to her apartment and we had sex, right?
This is the first time you went
back? This is the first time we went back to her apartment.
And you had
sex. And it was also the first time we had sex. Like, she took me back to her to fuck, bro.
Yeah.
And we had already gone out like maybe 2 other dates. Like, we were fucking courting each other, you know what I mean? And I remember when I got to her apartment, she went in like the restroom real quick when we got there, and you know, chicks always do that shit when you get them back to the apartment. I'm gonna go freshen up or whatever the fuck. And then I was looking around the room and I saw like a bottle of Vaseline by her bed, like, you know, petroleum jelly. I thought to myself, like, fuck, like, we've only technically gone out on like 2 dates, and they're like social gatherings, not even really dates. And I'm like, she already brought me back to the apartment, and I'm like, and she's got this jelly next to her bed.
this petroleum jelly. And I'm like, does she get like fucked in the ass like a lot? Like, I literally thought that to myself. And I wanted to say, this is like so far where my brain's going with it, is like, this is how fucked up guys are that I still fucked her. Like, I thought to myself, like, she brings, like, I actually liked her like a lot. It's not like I was trying to have a one night stand or anything, but like, she brings dudes back here and she loves anal. Like, that's what I thought. Like, why else? And it, and like,
wait, did you fuck her in the ass?
No.
Okay.
So hold on. No, I'm not fucking doing that on the first fucking, you know, time. So,
well, first, I gotta say, while you're telling me the story, because of your verbiage saying I courted her and we're at social gatherings, I'm just imagining you like dressed up for a country club, like proper ways, and you're just sitting there in like a sweater vest and like a sweater tied around your neck, and you're just sitting on her bed looking at Vaseline and freaking out.
So I don't know, bro. I was just sitting there looking like, what kind of girl is this? That fucking just like loves anal all the time and fucking like
the best kind.
To the fact that she has to keep this petroleum fucking Vaseline jelly next to the side of her bed, and it was like used, like halfway down the bottle.
It wasn't like, even brand new.
And so here's the thing is that like I had forgotten about it. Like, we had sex at night, and then like we started like dating, and then we became like an official couple, like boyfriend and girlfriend. And then like I would sleep over there sometimes and stuff like that. And then when we started like having like sleepovers and like eventually to the point where like we almost moved in with each other, I started to notice that she was taking the Vaseline every night and putting it like under her eyes and like on her lips and stuff. And then I was like, why do you do that? And she's just like, oh, it's good before you go to bed, it keeps away the wrinkles, you know, stuff like that. And then I told her one day, like after we had already been dating like a really long time, like, you know, the first time I saw that next to your bed, I thought that you just like really loved anal. And she goes, ew, and you still had sex with me? She goes, you're a fucking animal. She's like, oh my God. Like, if I thought that of like you, I would have left.
That's funny.
It's kind of like, I don't know if I want to make a bit out of it. It's kind of something
there,
right?
There's a lot of build up. There could be something there if you can get to it quicker.
Yes. Well, it is a story. But, it's going to have to be a story.
But this made me think of a tag for your couch on the side of the road thing.
Oh, okay.
When you're like, sometimes like I'll see a furniture and like I'll turn my hood, like you see a hot chick on the side of the road, and then you can say, and my wife still gets mad at me. What's wrong? You don't like the couch that I have at our apartment?
She's still jealous of
She's still jealous of the, what's wrong with our couch? Like,
yeah.
Like, she automatically has a vendetta with that couch on the corner.
That one's a little less saggy.
Yeah.
What do you say we light up another bowl?
Yeah.
Just one last one, and then I got to run. I got to go to the improv. I got to pick. Why don't you pack this bowl while I read the shout-outs?
All right, go ahead. Just leave it right there, bro.
There you go. I got to go pick up Schubert at 9:30.
Jimmy Schubert.
I got 15 minutes. I still got to go get dressed. So let me make sure I do my shout-outs here. I want to give a shout-out to my new friend. It's a really cool chick that I met in Tempe Improv. Her name is Viviana. She's cool as hell. Thank you for the support.
Thanks for listening.
And just for being cool. I want to give a shout out to Tempe Eats. I want to give a shout out to my girl Desiree.
Desiree.
Make sure you come up and say hello next time. I want to give a shout out to Ikyrus Custom Shop. That dude was cool as hell. I met him at one of the shows. He makes his own fucking custom guitars. He showed me some of his work. It was awesome.
Really? That's fucking awesome.
I want to give a shout out to LBE Unlimited. I'd like to give a shout out to A Lamb Gam, Kazen K Comedy, Cook. Sorry, guys, bear with me on this one. Cook Contram. I'm fucking this the fuck up. This is fucking a gnarly one. Contram Imaginations. Cook Contram Imaginations. I hope I'm saying that right. His fucking name is Sean Contreras. Sorry, dude. Shout out to Sean Contreras. Dusty Tunnel, my buddy Dusty Tunnel.
Dusty!
Mama of Many Blessings, a.k.a. Nicole. Draven is her. Sorry, Draven is here. Amy Alexandria. Betty Ross, otherwise known as Cynthia. And my buddy Blaine, or on Instagram, it's Raffle Sup. Sorry, guys. I'm sure I butcher some of these sometimes, but like they're all fucking like half. I saw that one. They're all like fucking half Instagram, half Twitter fucking handles and shit like that. So I'm doing my best I can. These are all Instagram. So shout out to all you guys.
Shout out
Thank
to
you.
Parzival. From Ready Player One. Here, hit it, buddy.
Let's hit this bowl.
Hey, man. It's always great to kick it in the garage and just shoot the shit, man. It's fun. I love it. Hit it.
Thanks for doing the podcast with me, Kev.
Hey, buddy. Anytime. I love
I could have talked more. I think there was other things I probably forgot to get to. But you know what, man? There's always next time. I got to go. I got to go to the improv. See, bro, I'm out there. Fucking every night doing shit. Dude, I have a crazy fucking week.
When this is over, I want you, like, when we press, I want you to tell me who those comics were.
You won't know half of them.
That's okay. Because I'm never there.
Yeah. What the fuck was I just going to, bro, you want to hear my fucking week, dude?
Oh, God, I thought I just did.
No, I'll get there really quick. So, I mean, basically, yeah, Comedy Store Monday. Afterwards, I took the whole night to write. You know, put up a podcast. What was yesterday? Tuesday?
Yep.
Tuesday, I had two spots, and then I went to the HaHa. Didn't get home until like 12, then I had to fucking wake up early and go to work. What's today? Wednesday?
Yep.
Yeah, dude. Fucking had to run and get my hair cut, do this podcast, then we're going to the improv. Tomorrow, you and I are doing another podcast.
Who's the guest tomorrow?
Sammy Obeid.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be awesome.
That's cool.
Great comic. Just really smart writer. I've been meaning to have him on for a while, and he's in town this week. So we're having him on tomorrow.
Yeah.
You and I are going to go see Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool 2.
And then we have to do the review video, the On the Rocks video, film it right afterwards.
Yep.
And then the next morning, I got to get up early, fucking do this shit all over again, and then drive to Sacramento. And I'm going to Sacramento because my big sister's turning 40.
Oh, okay.
And she's having a fucking birthday party and shit like that. I got to go. But, of course, you know me. I called in for spots in Sacramento. So now I'm doing fucking Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento in Old Town Sac, the late show Friday. So I'm literally like leaving Friday and rushing and just going right to the comedy club, doing the spot, and then going to my sister's house where I'll crash, go to her party Saturday, fucking come home Sunday.
There you go, buddy. You're all over the place. I'm proud of you, man.
And you know what else, bro?
What's that?
When you go out there and you fucking meet other comics, they're fucking working way harder than me.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy, bro. You think that, like, there's no time to fucking like, okay, I got to go do something I don't normally do, archery or whatever the fuck. Like, when do I have time? I'm trying to keep up with these motherfuckers out here.
Well, I not that you necessarily have to do that shit, but what you have to do is just shut your brain. You have to reboot your brain, and you can't do that if you're just stressing out about not coming up with quality jokes.
But a lot of people did tell me that. They're like, bro, fucking do something that you normally wouldn't do. Like, I really should.
It's just like, go
that.
Experience life. I mean, like, right now, all it is just road. You're doing shows, you're doing road. you gotta take a breather, even if it's just for fucking one day.
Yeah.
What's one day?
Long time since I went on like a fucking date night with Jen, and like we did some activity that her and I never did before. You know, we used to go do that shit, like doing like a new hike that we never did.
That's why I like it, because it's like it's not that you're just going to take a break and not.
No, worry. I wouldn't know.
Going to do something crazy like that or something completely different that you wouldn't normally do, there's fucking a joke right in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just got to go out there and get it, buddy.
Even if there's not, dude, I really do need to clear my head.
Yeah, you got to turn it off.
You know, Jen and I used to do all these fucking, like, hey, we haven't done that hike yet, and we go and hike it, or like we find some shit on Groupon. Yo, let's go do this fucking cruise, you know, one, like half an hour, hour and a half booze cruise.
Can I suggest something? And it's something that I want to do too. Would you go skydiving?
Yes.
You want to go skydiving
yes.
with me?
Dude.
This summer?
I fucking found a Groupon the other day for $50.
I'm down.
But you know that you go with the diver, though,
that's
right?
That's fine.
Are you fine
yeah,
with that?
Yeah, the tandem jumps. Yeah, that's what you have to do.
Dude, I've been thinking about it for a long time, that I've actually like texted that Groupon that I found to like a couple different people who are like, would you do it?
Yeah.
Jen says no, like she wouldn't do it. I'd fucking do it, bro. Let's point break that shit.
Let's do it, man.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Fucking amazing.
Could you imagine the rush just from doing that? You're gonna drive home from that with 50 new jokes.
Closest you ever get to heaven.
All right, bro, I got to get the fuck out of here.
All right, let's go.
Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to go to bullymake.com, bullymake.com, and punch in the promo code at checkout. The promo code is HOME, like homeschooled, HOME, H-O-M-E, and get $10 off your order. And don't forget to click the link in the description for DMC watches to go check out the watches. Make sure if you're going to buy one, you buy one from using the link so my podcast gets credit, yo.
That's right.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Kevin Lyons,
hey,
for doing the podcast with me.
Thanks for having me, bud.
Oh, that was the wrong fucking... Oh, fuck, dude.
Would you fucked up the song.
I had an exit song all ready to go, and I had X'd it out.
You dummy.
I know.
This is weird.
No, it's not. It's been like 2 seconds.
I'm kidding.
I got it right here. Anyway, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being on. I'll see you guys next time. Oh, don't forget to go to YouTube... Sorry. Don't forget to go to YouTube and subscribe. I need to get more subscribers on there so I can make a custom URL so it makes it easier for people to find me on YouTube.
Augustino Zoida.
Augustino Zoida is the channel. Go subscribe to my YouTube. All right, guys. See you next time.
Oh, I am subscribed to you.
You're the only one.
You have 4 subscribers.
Oh, do I have 4 now? I'm just kind of like word of mouth asking people to go subscribe. I'm not really going to start like pushing the YouTube until I have like maybe 20 videos up there already. And then this way they can like binge once they're there, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha. Crazy Trailer's at 220.
What's that?
Crazy Trailer's still getting more views. We got a comment from our fan. Holy shit. Our Cobra Kai review just broke 3,000.
Nice.
We got 56 likes and 3 dislikes.
The more views you get, the more haters you're going to have.
Of course.
Just means you're doing something right, bro. Home late as fuck tonight, I'm gonna have to put up this podcast.
Is that gonna take you like 5 minutes?
No, it doesn't take 5 minutes.
I'm kidding.
I gotta mix up the tracks and shit.
Welcome to my life.
Alright. You wanna go to the improv with us?
No.
I already knew you weren't anywhere.
I don't know. Thanks for inviting me. Jose just said some shit is going down somewhere. Just saw 15 police cars speeding down the freeway.
Which way?
I don't know.